I'll never forget it. You know, this time of year, people start looking at houses. There's lots of them. You know, they do it just for kicks. They just like to look at it. Well, Estelle and I stopped at this one place, and the realtor lady was in there. She had a card table all set up. We come walking through the door. There was another couple there. And she's walking us all through together. Now, if you'll notice here, the modular design of the kitchen with full appliances, and of course the stucco floors. Notice the way the cabinets are interwoven. They're not nailed or anything. They're woven in the time-honored method of true craftsmen. I'm listening to a spiel, you know, and I suddenly feel the urge for a massive gas. So I kind of eased away from the group. Kind of wandered through the empty house, found a porcelain convenience, shut the door and sat down and unleashed a torrent of... a torrent of intestinal sculpture. Ah, man. It was a bone-thumping, heart-bumping, you know the spiel. I must have cut 5 pounds worth. And I topped it off with the final drag on my camel. Drop that in there like a cherry on top, you know. I reach around, I flick the little lever, nothing. I turn around, I look, and I see the toilet's not even hooked up to the wall.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God! I jump up, I shut the door as quietly as possible. I get into the kitchen, the lady's going, and of course, you'll notice the linoleum here is guaranteed for 10 years. I said, Estelle, let's go. She said, but honey, we are. I said, let's go, Estelle, let's go, let's go, let's go. She said, leaving already? I said, yeah, we gotta ride there. Thanks for the tour, we appreciate it. I grab her stuff. She said, what are you? I said, just come with me. And I grab herself by the wrist. We go running across the lawn, hop into the Biscayne. And... All of a sudden, I look in the rear view, and there's the woman, the realtor lady. She's running across the lawn. She hops into her car, fires it up, and comes screaming after me. I'm thinking, my God, yeah. I tromped on that accelerator with both feet. She's in hot pursuit. I mean, we're just going down the road. I'm thinking, my God. I can see the determined look on her face. Yeah. She pulls up right alongside of me. I turn the steering wheel of my car into her car. I start butting her. I start butting her car with mine until she finally loses control. She goes skeeling off the road, screaming, you forgot your brochure!
The Grease Man on DC 101.